Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, on guard.
Yo.
Yo.
On guard. On guard.
Let the Russian ride.
Ride is so easy. And when you're rolling, greater than nobody.
All right. Block talk is ready and it's tested. Check it work.
Three. It was three, that's all. Not two. Not two. Three.
That's, I turned it on.
Jesus, two.
Mine was already up.
He would have been here, but you said you're coming late. He would have been here, but you said you're coming late, so. You want a blue chew? Oh, yeah, I need to do one with you, but I got to find the right girl. It was cool.
I'm gonna go
Tune. It's nobody, Mo.
Rom Caribbean.
Oh, yeah.
You forgot I'm Caribbean, too, man.
You live in Miami, though.
I'm from North Miami, though.
Okay, okay, okay. Let it go, baby.
Yeah.
So you're working hard, all right? Right. We didn't start the show yet, but we're going to start soon. Yeah. They want that sweet blood. I'm going to be talking. But if I focus, I won't.
So you're going to be focused the whole time?
On you.
On me. All right. That's fine.
Stop the
kind of gay, but okay.
And also, if we read chat, I'll turn this way. Read the chat.
Look at this. Will do it already.
Chris, you are a faggot.
Thank you, Fresh.
You're welcome.
Or Walter Weeks. All right.
He didn't think that one. He was like, I got to say this nice and slow, subtle stutter. You're not a faggot. Chris, you're a faggot.
Very much so. And if I forget a word or don't know a word, I have a dictionary. That way, I'm always on track.
All right.
Wait. Is he trolling, man?
I don't know.
I'm definitely not trolling, Chris. But thank you.
All right.
Yeah, I'll take some.
No, faggot.
Yeah, I'll take some.
Fresh is actually dead ass. I had a former lady friend who does majors in it. Yeah.
You have a female friend?
Yes.
Not surprised to find that guy's a female friend.
Bro, it was a former sweetheart, all right? It is what it is.
Did you ever smash?
Yeah.
How would that be possible?
No, he smashed her, all right? To the ground.
Do you feel me, though? Myron, don't get jealous now. Ow!
Nigga said he smashed her to the ground.
Myron, don't get jealous. Ow!
Here's a funny video you might like.
Why that last sound like me though, bro?
One more time.
We got to go.
That was really bad.
Why that last
sounds like Chris, bro.
Shit, probably is me, man.
That laugh was me.
All right, I think we're good to go. Humble, everything. No ads.
Nah.
We got articles only. All
it's right, just
cool.
Us, bro.
We have a new sponsor coming next week for gold.
Okay, the girls get here at 8:30, so let's...
Let's go, guys.
Let's knock this shit out.
Hey, I've been sitting here, man. We've been waiting on you, faggot.
All right, ready?
They're pointing out Chris in the chat right now.
Yeah, of course. 3, 2, 1.
And we are live. We are back, guys. What's up? Welcome to Fresh Air Podcast, man. Let's get into it.
Let's go. I'm going to post the link. All right, we're back, guys.
What's up, guys? Welcome to Fresh Air Podcast, man. Guys, I apologize for us not being on the air for a bit, man. As you guys know, you can hear my voice a little bit. I was really sick, like bad.
No, my friend, you were very sick. And actually speaking, you recovered, so I'm glad for you.
Thank you. All right, guys, as you guys can see here, Fresh has been taking some therapy. So he's working on it, as y'all can see, and his speech is getting better, man.
Correction, not therapy, education.
And now you know.
Yo,
so funny.
What the fuck is going on? Anyway, guys, welcome back to the Fresh Fit Podcast, man. We're back. I know you guys are probably wondering, like, yo, what took us forever? So give you guys a quick little recap on what went down.
We were in Texas.
We were in Texas for like a week. We were in Houston, guys. Mm-hmm. We hung out with Christian Guzman and Max Tuning. We went and saw the Alpha Land. They call it Alpha Land, but that shit is more like Alpha Compound. Like, bro, they got three gyms in there, basketball courts. It's a huge, like, plot of land where they have a bunch of stuff, and Christian's going to expand it even more.
Wait, speaking of basketball, I see that jump shot you had going on there,
hey, man.
Yeah,
I used to play back in the day,
man.
Yeah,
I see that.
I will admit.
Haters, oh, Murray, you're a coordinator. Fuck you.
I thought he would get nothing in the hoop. But he did. Good job, my friend.
But thank Fresh, you had nothing but air, though, man. I seen that clip, Fresh.
Chris,
actually was like,
don't try me, my friend.
anyway, what was I saying? So we did two interviews, guys, while we were out there. We did one with Max, and we did one with Christian. We're going to drop them this week, but the problem is that
the audio.
We couldn't get the videos from Max. So we finally got them, like, yesterday. So we're probably going to drop one for you guys maybe tomorrow, and then maybe another one for another Monday. Both interviews are really good. We talk about how, you know, Christian Guzman scaled up Alpha Lee to $100 million a year plus business, clothing brand. We talked about, you know, trials and tribulations, training, you know, growing his YouTube channel. Then we also talk with Max Tuning, same thing, his path, and then how he was able to scale up his candy company, Sour Strips, and also Everford to $1 million plus company. So,
and may I add, those strips are very sour. What's so funny, Myron?
Oh. Yo. Oh, man. This is hilarious. it's funny because, like, now Fresh pauses. Like, Chris will say some. That Fresh pauses. Like, Chris, you're a... maggot, you know, right? We're on YouTube. We can't say what we want to say.
We can't say it.
Yeah, we can't say it, but y'all know, so it's hilarious. But anyway, quick announcements, guys, before we get into the show. But yeah, sorry, that's why it took so long, guys. I was just sick as hell, man. I think I had the flu. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, something was going.
I was aching everywhere, and I felt like crap. And Chris, you were sick for a bit, too. I probably got it from you, motherfucker.
No, man, because I think Mo had it before me, man.
It was me.
What'd you have?
Like, just coughs. And loss of voice.
Did you have, like, aches?
I don't think
that was what was worse for me. Like, I had, like, soreness everywhere for no reason.
Yeah, I had
like,
aches too, yeah.
Whatever Chris had, I don't want.
Yep.
All right, nigga.
Ow! So, anyway, quick announcement before we get into the show, because we got a good topic tonight, guys.
Yep.
Rumble.
Rumble.com/FreshFit, as you guys know. We're probably going to get canceled at some point. I don't know how the lights started off and we've been lasting this long.
I was surprised.
I must say as well, thank you, Rumble, because we were at a UFC event with Dana White, Mr. T, and Mike Tyson, thanks to Rumble.
There?
You know,
yeah, he was.
I pity the fool?
No, I can't say the name because of YouTube. Censorship, my friend. America Great Again.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The real T.
Yes.
Okay.
So thanks to Rumble.
Trump, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was able to network, make some connections.
How
was
that?
It was amazing.
There's a lot of celebs there.
You would not believe who was in the room. And, of course, our good friend Logan Paul. That was a joke. Okay.
Well, yes, I am aware of that, Fred, yeah. But it was a joke.
Okay. Well, thank you, Rumble, for that. And it was awesome.
Fair enough.
Cool.
What was I going to say? I was going to say something else. Okay. So we got rumble.com/FreshFit. Also, guys, check us out on Locals. Locals, freshfit.locals.com. Also, Megaphone, guys. If you guys want to listen to the audio version of the podcast, we're there. Just make sure you wear headphones. None of you guys have been getting fired recently, so that's good. I haven't heard any complaints. You guys have been wearing the headphones like we instruct you.
Yes.
FreshFitPodcastStore.com, where you guys can get all the hoodies and T-shirts and merch. All of it is there. New hats are in stores right now, by the way. And also, the Chris is a Bum shirt are also in stores right now.
Guys, okay? The hats are out, man. Get them while you can.
So, yes. That design that I got is a little bit better than that one that we got here.
Oh, well, this is a rough copy.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we got like a shittier version, but the version that you guys are going to get is better. What else is
if it can fit Chris's head, then it works.
Facts. Yeah. This is true. What's next? And then Fresh Fit Clips, guys, go check us out over there. You guys know we post 6 clips on there per day, 10 shorts. Even when I was sick, we've been posting a bunch of content on there, man. So go and check us out over there on Fresh Fit Clips. And then also, Fresh, your vlog?
Guys, while we were away, I vlogged the whole experience in Texas and as well Dubai and our other trips as well. If you want to go look over our content, go look over there. Now, keep in mind, while we were away as well, I did a stream with a young lady and my friend Kevin Tobias on my live stream, a blind date, and it was hilarious. Go check it out while you still can. Put your key on the way.
Wait, you forgot to say let's go.
Let's go.
Okay.
Mario, leave him alone. It's working. Parking.
Hey, man, it's working. It's working. Guys, check me out on my YouTube channel, Fed1811. As you guys know, I do criminal case breakdowns on there. I wasn't able to drop an episode yesterday because I was, you know, sick, as you guys know. But you guys were waiting, but I'm going to finally do it. I'm doing the Italian Mafia, man. I've been doing quite a bit of research while I was sick. You know, me and Angie been fucking researching, you know, the historical stuff from, you know, Sicily all the way to the Prohibition era, coming to the United States, the hierarchy, what a made guy is, or Murta, you know, what it takes to be made, the five families of New York. We're going to cover the other families all over the United States as well, how the Mafia made money, how the FBI was able to take them down. The Mafia's relevance in today's society, do they still exist? They definitely still do. So I'm going to be covering the Mafia from A to Z, guys. It's probably going to be the most thorough series breakdown on the Mafia, a.k.a. La Cosa Nostra. You guys have been asking for this forever, and the reason why I did it is because I knew that this was going to take easily 6 to 10 episodes to do. So you guys have been asking. It's coming. We're going to cover John Gotti. We're going to cover all the mob bosses that you guys want, Al Capone's. All that shit is going to be covered, man. So I know you guys are excited for that one. It's going to come. I'm probably going to drop a Mafia episode every Thursday on Fed It. Sunday is going to be the live streams as usual, but Thursday, pretty much for the next 6 to 10 weeks, is going to be straight Mafia stuff only, guys. So yeah, man. Cool. Anything else? And then Chris, what about you? You got
some updates?
Mo, give an update.
Mo and Chris, go ahead, man.
Yeah, I niggas haven't talked. Chris talks too much. But you guys haven't told the people of what's going on with you recently,
guys.
Mo, go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, so those of you guys know, I started at 500, but now I am at 405. It's officially 95 pounds down, and new pants on the way. So it's going to be another new pant size down. So,
Mo, what do you got to say all the haters that say, oh, yo, Mo, you're losing way too slowly?
Look, I only pay attention to the real fans who actually pays attention. And to the people who actually do due diligence, that's the only type of people I pay attention to.
Bam.
Good job, my friend.
About, and then how many pant size are you down? Because people tend to look at the scale more than, like, the body composition change. The body composition change is what matters. It doesn't matter as much on the scale as it, how much how much your waist is shrinking. What is it down to now?
For those who started from the beginning knows that I started at 64 and I'm currently at 52 and size 50 is actually on the way. So
bam.
I already ordered the pants because this one is already falling down a little too much. But yeah, but I always say thank you guys for supporting. Thank you guys who've been paying attention to everything I've been doing. I see you guys and you already know while they hate, we create. Buy real estate and we lose weight. I eat spinach and kale to tell these bitches to go to hell.
And then what about you, Chris? What's new with you?
Before Chris talks, it's a tale of a tortoise and a hare. Mo is a tortoise. What's he doing? Winning the race, slowly but surely. Good job, Mo.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, shout out to Mo in the chat, man. WMO in the chat. Just a few things about Mo. When I first met him, nigga was huge as fuck, but now I'm sitting on my camera right now and I see the difference. So if someone can give me a before and after,
that's why you laughing so hard.
If someone can give me a before and after on what's going on with, you know, Mo about that, I'd be awesome. But shout out to the merch gang, shout out to Switch. I've seen you guys, I've seen the progress, I've seen the DMs. I've been chilling in terms of getting make sure the team. What's going on? Yeah, Fresh.
Bro, so immature.
No. Hello, chat. My name is Fresh. I'm going to speak like this. You know what, Fresh? I will speak like this from now on. Tortoise and the hare.
The problem is, Chris,
you
sound retarded.
You guys don't understand how crazy this is to me. I got two niggas that can't speak. One figured out how to speak somewhat, and the other one still can't speak, and now these niggas are arguing. What you guys are beholding right now is fucking amazing. You guys are literally watching. Like, this is... All right, continue on with your battle. Sorry.
No, that's fucking hilarious, bro. First, you're done, or can I go?
I've been told to be silent, very silent, whenever I have anything bad to say. So I'm going to be quiet, Chris. Go ahead.
Anyways, once again, shout out to you, the Twitch gang, the merch gang. This past week has been very, very nice to me in terms of I don't got to deal with it 3 or 4 like this, man. Had a nice break, but the girls are coming in tonight, guys, believe it or not. But other than that, shout out to you guys. Shout out to the DMs. I see you guys sending me DMs. I see the chat. You guys are giving me video reactions, suggestions, and stuff like that. And I just want to say keep on going. I read the positive comments, and that's about it, man.
Now, you don't
doing...
suggest them when it comes to the video suggestions.
Oh, yeah, no. They give me videos. I'm like, don't give it to me, man. Give it to Mo. Because I read it, I give a fire emoji, I'm like, pass. You know what I'm saying? Because here's what happens, right? If I respond to you niggas, all of a sudden I get like a paragraph of a
Yo,
whole
Chris,
lot of things.
Put me on the show, Chris.
Yeah, put me on the show, Chris. And I see it. I'm like, nigga, just join Precious, you know, CEO Network that's now closed. But other than that, guys, you gotta understand, man. My shit is up to here with these 304s coming on to the show. I need to focus on that shit so you guys can enjoy the shit. You know what I'm saying? Stop sending me fucking life story. I'm gonna read it. I'm gonna, you know, give you emojis. But bear with me, guys. Come on, man.
Chris, since recruiting girls for the show, how much has it made you more of a misogynist? Tell us,
bro. It's not even that. No, I won't lie to you.
Chris,
God has blessed me with being a teacher for 5 years. Because I swear to God, bro. I swear to God, if I wasn't a teacher, I wouldn't have the patience.
Dealing
with these girls.
To say
he
was a teacher,
bro. It was so. Bro, dealing with these girls is like talking to children. I'm like, and I don't hate my children. When kids say the fuck shit, I'm like, you know what? Okay, you know what? Like, come on. Like, you guys are parents, right? Parents don't hate their kids. They're like, damn, you dumb as fuck, but you don't hate them.
Actually, Chris, that literally finds a way every day. I'm crying right now.
Chris, that actually makes perfect sense,
though. He finds a way every day to say he's a teacher. Like, bro, what the fuck?
Yo, first day back, they can find a way to say I used to be a teacher.
Well, guys,
that actually makes perfect sense though, because noticing Chris in the background, I'm like, yo, these girls really are like teachers. But the only difference is I've seen kids more well behaved than a lot of these girls that be on the show.
Oh shoot.
Sorry, Chris, you were saying as being a teacher, God bless you being a teacher.
Yeah, because I swear to God, if I wasn't a teacher for 5 years, right? Niggas, I would have quit a long time ago. Fuck this, girls. That's how someone else do this shit. Because if you notice, guys, people have tried to copy us, but they can't replicate on a day in and day out weekly basis. So you see it happening, and it's like, you know.
We must give Chris some credit. He does a great job. Speaking no, but the job for the girls, awesome job, Chris. Good job, man.
All right, guys, let's keep it short. Let's
yes, sir.
Start the show.
What'd you say?
Let's keep it short.
Yes, sir.
Anything else you want to tell the people, Chris or Mo? No?
No, we're good.
All right, guys. So that whole exchange was fucking awesome. I you guys don't understand how much I enjoyed watching a reformed Fresh that speaks better talking to a Chris that still stutters, and then niggas making fun of him for what he literally like healing himself up. It's like, let's say, like, you just beat cancer, and then you make fun of another nigga for having cancer. Like, oh, you fucking loser, you got cancer? Ah, I beat that shit, nigga. Ah.
Well, I'm messing with Chris, but it's funny just to hear him talking. In this instance, it's just funny. So.
It's funny to see him lose hair and have cancer? Is that what it is?
No.
Fucked up fresh.
Clip.
Listen, man, let's continue this show. Okay,
all right.
Today's topic.
All right, so yeah, today's topic, guys. So actually,
some chats first.
Yeah,
we can hit some.
We can hit some of these chats real quick. Ahmed H goes, I miss you guys. Thank you so much, bro. I appreciate
no
that
homo.
Greatly.
And guys, by the way, today is a call-in show, so call in with some facts, some questions.
Yes.
Regarding this topic.
Yes, and the number to call, guys, was 515-605-9740. Again, that number is 515-605-9740. That's crazy that I remember that number. But, yeah, guys, if you guys want to go, it's 20. Okay, yeah, guys, so 20 and up, we're going to get you on the phone line immediately. If you donate something less, that's cool. Just, you know, you have to wait a little bit. Or if you don't donate at all, that's fine as well. We'll get you on the line. You're just going to have to wait.
Yep.
But if you want to cut 20 and up and then put the last four digits of your phone number in there so Chris can find you in the queue. But the phone lines are open. Again, it's 515-605-9740. To call into the show, we'll put it at the bottom here in a second for you guys. Glad to have you all back, Rare W for Men. Also, look into a story out of the UK about a woman, Eleanor Williams, sentenced to 8.5 years for false rape and trafficking charges. That's another W for Men. Yes, man.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you posted as well on Twitter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To the guys that keep smashing Lizzo, I have my harpoon sharpened. Send the addies right now. Okay. Hung low. Abdul, get the rocks. Wife gets nothing thanks to mom. Absolutely, my friend. Marriage causes divorce. Men value love. Women love value.
Mm. Interesting.
I like that marriage divorce. That's true. I'm back, homie. Yep, that's fresh to BBC.
Well,
okay.
I'll say this about my BBC. He's been working overtime.
Ow!
You know what I mean?
Ow!
Allegedly, of course. Stanley. Oh, no. Runner up dude says, fresh drinks, butt tight. I mean, okay. See, I can't read rubbish, man. Anyhow.
Nigga said fresh drinks, what? Butt tight? I mean, Bud Light?
Yeah, because of the, you know.
Because the whole thing with the. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Bud Light losing billions of dollars, by the way, for trying to fucking be woke, man. Yo, it is amazing how these companies try to go woke and end up going broke in the process, bro. Like, and you're going to try to take America's beer and make it, you know. That's an L.
The guy, Kid Rock, made a video dumping and shooting the Bud Light.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Kid Rock. He was not playing.
American badass, man.
It's funny. He was at the UFC event as well, next to Mr. T. Yeah.
Hey, man. Don DeMarco.
Chelsea.
Don DeMarco. I ain't gonna lie. Bud Light is fucking disgusting. But it is America's beer.
Yeah.
Okay? And if,
well,
you're, if you're a real ninja, it's Budweiser. You drink the Bud Heavy. You ever drink one of them shits?
Never.
Yeah. The green.
What?
The green glass?
It's red. It's red.
Oh.
Chris.
Oh.
Budweiser. It's hard. Nigga said green. Nigga, what are you drinking?
For local?
Myron, it's me. I'm the problem. My bad, Myron. It's me.
Wait, what do you mean? Green?
Myron, it's me. I'm the problem, Myron.
That's
me. It's me. I'm the problem. Don't worry, Chris.
That's,
I got you.
It's up to the H. I forgot that beer. That's up to the H.
Chris, I got you. It's me. I'm the problem.
Heineken?
Yeah, Heineken, yeah.
Nigga, how do you get Budweiser confused with Heineken?
Nigga, I don't drink beer that like that, so.
Yeah, you drink Henny.
Yeah, right.
Bro, that was the most niggas thing I've ever heard you say. Niggas drink Heineken, bro.
Okay, moving on.
Yo,
to Marley.
Chris really is a bum. If you can imagine him on a park bench, drinking fucking Heineken, sitting on a newspaper with a bunch of beer bottles all over him.
Sir, do you need some food?
Nigga sitting there drinking 99 bottles of beer on the wall. 99 bottles of beer. You take one down, pass it around. 98 bottles of beer on the wall.
Well,
that's
there you
Chris
go,
right
man.
There. That's
no.
you. Huh?
Nice voice, man.
You like that?
Man. Yeah, man.
No, but
yeah.
Chris is going to improve.
You like that?
Yeah.
Take that. Who do I sound like?
Ow! Diddy,
yeah. right? Dancing on the videos and shit. That's Chris, nigga. Nigga putting himself on camera all the time. Nigga always dancing in the videos. Like, bro, you in the back, nigga. Come on.
All right. What was that?
Okay. Know, what the fuck that was?
Stanley.
That was, that's a Harlem shake. That was a retard shake.
What the
fuck, Chris?
Hey, we come on Twitch, man.
Yeah, bro.
God damn, man. Relax.
It's 40 years too
Are
old to be clubbing.
On? Yeah, salon.
If you're a dude, no. If you're a chick, definitely.
Yes.
Yeah.
FBI. Myron, can you tell us your craziest story as a Fed?
Later.
On Fed-it?
Yeah, Fed-it.
Yeah, because if I tell you one of their craziest stories, it might take up too much time on this show. Mm-hmm. But I got a bunch, FBI.
King Life, lemon, orange, and ginger, Myron.
Yes, yes. I've been drinking it, bro. My voice was much worse than this, so it's getting better. Shout out to Andrew. She just made me some tea just now, too.
Kuma-san.
Get well soon, Myron. Appreciate that, man.
Freshman, W.
Okay. Unofficial. Can you explain a trust on Money Monday? Yeah, actually, we can. We probably should do that.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic way to hold your money. Snap, Myron, for hair. Yes, guys. Yes, my hair is back. Y'all like that? Hey, Myron, if it gets hot in that room, just give Fresh a basketball. Those air balls would cool that room down. That's true. Fresh got no athletic skills. Hakeem's lawyer.
Tennis, I do.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Gay! Wait, you play tennis too, Chris?
No.
I was about to say, bums can't play tennis.
Yeah, fuck.
That's a risk of sport. But I guarantee you're good at checkers, though. You'd be out on the streets with the niggas feeding pigeons and playing checkers.
I thought it was chess, too.
Chess, man.
I thought it was chess.
Yeah, it's chess.
Well, checkers is a little too sophisticated. You know, I kind of may have to make fun a little bit.
Okay, okay,
checkers,
okay.
Yeah, wait, Chris, you can play chess, too?
No, not really.
It's my issue.
It's China checkers, man.
Way easier.
Fahim the dream. Hakeem's lawyer, you get nothing good today. I said good day. Fair enough. You get nothing good today. Good day. Okay. Question, could you guys do an episode on bricks? Yeah, we can actually. I could probably bring Tom Nash on it. We could talk about that
bricks
shit.
Bricks on bricks.
Don't be a retard. Goes, the hair is looking good. Just don't paint it on before the gym. Okay?
All right. Push it up.
F Bud Light, F Hershey's, F Legos. They're pushing it heavy to kids more now. Also, Logan is not fresh. I know he was kidding.
I was trolling. I mean, common sense, man.
Started drop shipping in the real world HU, and I stole two products within the first 2 weeks. I was shocked at how easily I think he means sold.
Sold.
Yeah, but he put stole. I was shocked at how easy it really is when you pay for knowledge versus trying to learn it on your own. Facts, bro. Facts.
It's all organized.
Henry Lizzie goes, some superheroes do not wear capes. They wear hijabs.
There you go.
That's true, bro.
His mom.
Yeah, that's true. My mom, too. If she catches me in the act of infidelity, the chances of me apologizing are non-existent. At best, P.S. Yo, Fresh, do you genuinely believe 304s can be reformed?
If she catch you cheating, I will never tell the stars what you
say. It's going to take
that's actually hilarious.
A multitude of things to happen, but that's so rare, I would say merely no. Venom says...
Why is he asking you that?
I don't know. Press speaking like he's an AI. Well, they are very smart, man, so...
I appreciate everything, FNF. Godspeed. Continue leading from the front. Someday I'll be a guest on your pod. Tates are free. Just make sure you don't message Chris about it.
It's probably him, man.
First Super Chat, you guys are changing the game. I appreciate
Thank you, Malcolm.
That, Malcolm Dixon.
Thanks, bro.
Mr. Dr. B84, apparently some women are saying Hakeem raped another woman, and that'll... somehow make him pay his assets to her. 304s are mad that she got and can't get anything after trying to divorce rape him.
Yeah, she
absolutely.
got.
That's how it's got to be. Roberto Moreno goes, get with Myron, High Fresh, Chris, and Mo. Appreciate that, Roberto.
Long time supporter.
Zena's... Chris is above. Shout out to Zena's shirts and stores. Frank Castillo, It was sad and painful to see the amount of simps who comforted the French girl and trashed FNF after last Friday's show. She showed all the DMs she got from these betas in her IG stories after the show.
Nope.
Isn't it funny? We say it all the time. People come watch the show, make fun of the girls on the show, but then after, it's like, bro, come on, man.
That's facts. And the thing is, guys, what you guys don't realize is that when you DM these girls after the show and, like, you, like, encourage them or anything like that, like, it's okay, blah, 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 like, they're not going to fuck you, bro.
You validate like, them for nothing.
Like, they're not going to smash you. Like, I could understand, like, if, like, you think, like, oh, yeah, man, I'm going to fucking fuck this bitch or whatever. Cool, you want to sell a dream? All right, cool, do the fresh strategy. But still, you're not going to do it, bro. You out here in fucking Michigan with your dick in your hand, sending her a DM like, oh, it's okay, baby, don't worry, they're just jerks, blah, 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 while you're jerking your meat. And you think that she's going to smash you. Bro, she ain't. She just takes that shit so she can feel better about being embarrassed so she can go ahead and, you know, continue to do the fuckery. Yeah, I got to remember, bro, a lot of these girls have never been told no in their life. It's a shock when they come here on the show and we tell them, like, no, that's not how the world works. You're stupid.
And it's even funnier when you DM the girl that stuff and she's at our crib and they show us the DMs. It's an L.
Oh, shit, you're going all the way there with it.
I'm just saying, in general. In general. Moving on, IRS.
That is actually is pretty funny because they'll sit there and be like, look, all these guys disagree with you. And I'm like, well, who smashed them?
Got him.
Hey, man. We still love you, Chris Paws, even though you're a bum that can't talk. Shout out to the IRS, bro.
Well, Chris, I will say this. If this works for me long term, I'll give you the plug, bro. I got you.
All right, cool.
Maybe. This is too much fun.
W soccer player on putting everything in his mom's name. Hope the allegations aren't true for double W's. Glad you're feeling better, Myron. I appreciate it.
Corey, man of God. Shout out to you, bro.
Saren goes, great book, Myron. My biggest takeaway, chase a check, not a bitch, man. That comes from Future.
Future.
Bro. Yeah, absolutely. Book is in stores right now. By the way, guys, it's on Audible as well. Hardcover, softcover, and also Audible and Kindle. So, guys, any medium that you guys want to consume the book, it is out there. Go ahead and pick it up right now. Shout out to Mo, by the way, for doing the audio on the book and helping me get it out so quick. I mean, we got it out in less than a month to the book launch, man. So shout out to all y'all, man. We love you guys.
Yep.
Neil goes, $20. I appreciate that so much.
Thanks, bro.
I don't play games. 7194, I want to talk about that messed up question Sneeko had for the ladies. The episode, it was foul. Glad to see you guys back.
Sure.
Which question?
I'm confused.
Okay. I guess we'll see when we talk to him. Jordan here. Yo, Fresh, love your fetish stories. I think you mean fit. They help with my 10-hour days at work. Who would you recommend for a fitness trainer on a budget? I got some serious money coming from inheritance and want to know what you could do. Call in. bro, I mean, hire a trainer and don't be a cheapskate. What the fuck?
And then for inheritance, put in real estate as well.
Yeah.
Might as well.
Yeah.
Real estate.
Best that shit, man.
Mm-hmm.
You trust my baby, fuck. Still got to play you in tennis, Fresh. Nothing like my whack Super Smash Bros. Skills.
Let's get it, bro. Zico's. I'm ready.
And then Iron Out Fat goes, love everything you do. My wife of 9 years was a hard sell on all these points, but you gave me the words to explain how the world works. She's not coming around, and our relationship is much stronger. Hashtag free the taste. Absolutely, my friend.
Awesome job, bro.
Good, 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 bro. And here's the thing, bro. You got to remember, man. I want you all to really understand one thing. The man is the prize, okay? Women are not the prizes. And the reason why I say women aren't the prize is because they're born with value. So how the fuck can you be a prize when you're given your value, right? So you as the man, the reason why you're the prize is because you have to earn your value. And there's not a lot of guys that have their shit together that actually earn their value out there. So by default, you are rarer, which means what? You're the fucking prize, all right? We sit here in this pussified world and let women think that they're the prize. No, they're chasing your last name. They're chasing your commitment. They're chasing your ring, okay? These women will sit here and say, I'm strong and independent, all this other bullshit. Shut the fuck up. No, you want a man. You want to be married. You want to be in a relationship. The streets are cold, and you can't be out there forever, okay? So, guys, understand that you're the prize and move accordingly. There's no negotiation with women, guys. It's, this is my way. If you don't like it, you're effectively single. That's it. Like, if you guys did this more, I promise you, your girl, your wife, your spouse, whoever the fuck, would respect you a lot more because she would realize, damn, I need to be happy that I got this motherfucker in my life. Women take a lot of men for granted. And the thing about this podcast, my goal is to get you guys to wake these bitches up and realize that they're not special and that you're the one that's special because men have to earn their value. Right.
And also, women know who to play with. If you work on yourself and become a man of value, what happens is now you're the prize. But if you're a bum, you're not a prize. Just saying.
You want to know why America doesn't negotiate with terrorists? Because we became the world superpower. We got nukes. We got an established military. We had to grow the economy to a certain point where now we could tell other countries, fuck off. We're the big dogs. We don't negotiate with none of you motherfuckers. You're a terrorist? We don't negotiate with y'all. I need you guys to have the same mindset when it comes to women. You guys are over here pleading and groveling and, oh, no, baby, please. Fuck that shit, bro. Fuck that shit. Women are the ones that want relationships, guys. Don't let them fool you. They will sit there and say, a hot girl summer, and I love my independence, all the other bullshit, and they'll go home and cry by themselves, bro. I'm telling y'all, a woman's tears are only legit when she's crying by herself. And I'm telling you, these bitches be crying alone.
And all that attitude in hot girl summer goes away when they meet what? A man of value, hence the prize. Just saying.
You need to become that fucking guy, guys. I'm telling you, bro, the world is a lot different. Life is way different when you have the frame and women respect you. I'm telling y'all, bro.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of y'all, let's be honest, a lot of y'all can't even tell your girl to go get you something to drink.
That's fuck.
Let's keep it all the way 1,000.
Yeah.
A lot of y'all niggas can't tell your girl to get you something to drink. A lot of you guys can't tell your girl, hey, can you clean the place up? A lot of you guys can't tell your girl, can you get me something, make me something to eat? Can you do this for me? Blah, blah, blah. She, without her giving you, nah, 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 do it yourself, blah, blah, blah. Bro, I wish a bitch would tell me do it yourself. Do it yourself? Okay, you're going to be by yourself. Get the fuck out of here.
I must work at Home Depot.
Yeah, like, what the hell is this?
Or IKEA.
Yeah, like, what? Do it yourself. Like, real talk, ask your guys that question. Can you ask your woman, can you do this for me, without her giving you back talk? If she gives you fucking back talk, you need to really analyze what you're doing in your life. You really need to, like, reassess shit. A lot of you guys are holding your girl or the woman that you deal with or whatever the fuck it is, courting, dating, relationship with. Hell, some of y'all even married to these chicks. You guys are maintaining her by the skin of your fucking teeth.
Barely.
Fuck that shit, man. Fuck that shit. You're better off single than being with a girl that is just tolerating you. Never works.
All right. We got...
And last one for now.
First time dono. Been watching y'all for a minute. My girl's brother keeps laying hands on her. I can whoop him, but not sure because of legal / fam issues advice.
The girl's brother?
So my girl's brother keeps laying hands on her.
Why the fuck is he hitting his sister? I mean, it's never valid to hit a chick, bro, but I mean, figure out what the fuck is going on there, but you need to get the authorities involved.
If you fight him, though, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
And
yeah, notify the authorities, my friend. But
She might defend him, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but yeah, who knows what the fuck is going on there? That's weird. That's weird for a brother to be hitting his sister like that, especially as an adult. Something is off there. But. Yeah, dude, you need to notify the authorities immediately.
And Chris, there's more, but you didn't think. But
we get it to the topic.
No, topic's fine.
Yeah, we can hit the topic. And guys, thank you so much for the donations. We're gonna make sure we're gonna read the rest of them. Don't worry, from this, because there's already 8,600 of you guys in here. From this point forward, we're only gonna read 20 and up.
And it's a call-in show as well.
It's a call-in show. So let's go ahead and hit the topic real quick, and then and it's not gonna be long, and then we'll go ahead and get your guys' takes on it. So
this is an article.
Wikipedia page, real quick, an article. So. Who are the individuals that we're talking about today, guys? Well, we're talking about, pull it up real quick, Chris.
All right.
So here's the Wikipedia page for the soccer players. You guys know we're in America. A lot of people don't know or care about soccer. But, Achraf Hakim Mahou is a professional footballer who plays for Ligue 1 club Paris Saint-Germain and the Morocco national team. He mainly plays as a right back, but can be deployed as a left back and winger positions. He is widely regarded as one of the best defenders in the world. So as you guys can see, very established and successful soccer player, originally of Moroccan descent, and he plays for the national team, right? So let's hit the article real quick. And, Fresh, can you read the article?
Yes.
So the name of the article is, go back to the top, Chris. Achraf Hakimi's The Force sparks interesting reactions on social media. Okay, this is dropped 8 hours ago.
Everywhere, guys. All over social media.
We don't even got to read the key highlights. Let's just read right into it. Yep. So go ahead.
The whole world has been treated to hilarious reactions after Moroccan footballer Achraf, a wife, filed for a divorce and demanded more than half of his assets, only to realize that the football player literally owns nothing under his name. Smart man. The Paris Saint-Germain defender left his wife, Hiba Abouk, with nothing and no alimony following her divorce, application due to allegations of infidelity. Here's what happened. Nairametrics gathered that Abouk had approached the court seeking to dissolve their marriage and demanded half of Hakim's property in divorce settlement. However, it was revealed that he had no assets under his name. Instead, he had registered all his properties and assets under his mother, Sadia Mou's name, making him legally worth nothing on paper. That is a very smart man. Abouk, who's 36 years old, which is basically his wife, took her 24-year-old husband to court. So he married a woman way older than him, which is crazy, expecting to receive an equal share of a £70 million upon separation. But she was informed that all his assets belonged to his mother. The news of Akarif Hakim's wife filing for divorce and seeking over half of his wealth, assets, and fortunes has generated amusing responses around the world, worldwide. Nevertheless, the court revealed that there was no recorded properties under Hakimi's name. Despite earning £1 million from PSG Football Club, Hakimi claimed to have transferred all his assets to his mother's name. This decision by Hakimi to register his properties under his mother's name has sparked mixed reactions worldwide. What caused the divorce? Morocco and Paris Saint-Germain defender Akarif Hakimi was under investigation after the allegation of rape was made against him last month. Akarif Hakimi's wife, Hiba Apouk, released a statement on Monday, March 27th, via her official Instagram account, opening up on her divorce plans. And it reads, "After having taken the decision to legally separate and to stop living together whilst awaiting divorce procedure, which you can imagine, on top of the pain brought about by the separation, as well as having to accept the sadness that a failed project, which I gave my body and soul, brings, I was supposed to face up to this disgraceful act. I needed time to come to terms with this shock." And she's probably referring to the infidelity.
Yeah.
At this point.
But, like, it's crazy because your wife should be standing next to you at that time, right? If you being, like, accused of rape. Like, you look at Kobe Bryant or whatever, his wife stuck by him. She ain't going nowhere.
You know what's sad, though?
What?
We saw all the time on the show, when you date women that are older, what happens? Where's the value? And the least you could do is stand by his side. But you being older, you're like, you know what? It's too much stress. I'm getting out of here.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Yep. Like, you don't even know if it's true yet, right? If it's, you're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. And on top of that, she just wanted the money. She thought she would have been able to get out and get some quick money.
When you get married and you're on the altar, what do you say? Till death do us part. She's like, till grape do us part. For real. But I will say this. You know women say they hate mama's boys?
Why?
W.
Yeah.
Mama's boy.
Exactly.
Mama's boy, man.
Yeah. Let's go back to the article real quick. Fucking comedy, bro.
For real.
So here are some of the reactions on social media. Can you enlarge it on our end, Chris?
Yep. Just a little bit more.
All right. Alexander said Hakimi should be recognized by his achievements by the men's conference and awarded an honorary doctorate. Additionally, a grand football pitch should be built in his honor and made a priority at the next conference. So, yeah, bro, this shit is hilarious. The internet's going wild on this shit.
Now, mind you, she looks very young for her age.
Yeah.
But still, man, I mean.
Yeah. And honestly, guys, this is why y'all don't want to, like, get with older women because, bro, they have their motives. Like, he probably picked her up, like, right before she was, like, going to – I mean, he probably picked her up post-wall. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to marry this girl, whatever. And this is what happens when you have money. You don't have experience with women. You end up marrying chicks that never deserved to get married in the first place. Because I guarantee you, this chick, this was her goal the whole time. She just needed a reason to divorce him, and this was the perfect way out.
Yeah.
You're supposed to stand by your man during a dark time like this. What does she do? Oh, no. He probably did. I'm going to leave. You cheated on me, too. Like, nah, she was
playing
this
shit.
That's crazy, man. This is why women deserve less, guys. Book in stores right now, man. Fucking crazy. This is why it's crazy that you guys are seeing this happen, even in the Middle East now. Fuckery like this.
I just hate all the men that got married in America, in Europe, all over the world. Women like this, where something happens or allegation happens, or if nothing happens, maybe they cheat the woman themselves and then divorce the guy. Take half his money, and then they're gone. Luckily, he was smart about it. Put it all under his mom's name, which is really smart.
Yep.
Shout out to him, man.
Thanks. I'm about to do that. Fuck that.
Well, actually, you know what's smarter?
What?
Putting it
in a trust.
Yes, or a friend that you really trust. Because think about it. Where are they going to go next? Your family. Versus the friend that they don't know? Smart.
Smart. That actually is a good plan. As
but
well.
You, that's major trust, though.
Yeah,
God damn. Facts.
Okay. So let's go ahead and so, Press, what's your take on this situation?
Like I was saying before, luckily he put it in his mom's name, but all the guys out there that don't have that, I guess, smart wit, they're being finessed. And the court system doesn't care about men, and you can see this every day, everywhere in the world. But at the same time, I think personally, in this case, being a mama's boy helped him so much. And as well, I don't know who told him. Maybe his mom told him or somebody else. But I would argue that whoever told him that knew what was coming in the future. So either that woman was no good for him from the very beginning, or he said, you know what, I'll do this, but prepare for it in the shortcoming. So he was smart, man, very smart guy. I will say at 24 years old, that's a smart move to make, a very smart move.
So as you guys know, in the United States, in the West in general, the Western world where feminism is strong, there's a very deep dislike and a strong shaming culture for men that are close to their mothers. They're called mama's boys, immature, stupid, not a real man, etc. You guys want to know why these stereotypes are so strong and prevalent in the West? It's because when you're a mama's boy, right, what ends up happening when you have a strong relationship with your mother is your mother is not going to let you get finessed by other women.
100%.
This is why so many modern-day women dislike and have a strong disdain for men that are close with their mothers. Because when you're tight with your mom, right? I always say that your father protects you from negative consequences of life, like getting arrested, going to jail, etc. He's the first line of defense. Your mom, if she's a good mother, is a good first line of defense. You as a man, your heart, okay? What I mean by that is women understand each other, okay? Girls can walk into a room, size up the room, figure out what all the girls are about, figure out the bullshit, etc. They're able to see past it, okay? If you have a good mom by your side, she's going to naturally make you red pill aware to a degree. I tell you guys all the time, whenever women get mad at me, oh, you're a misogynist. Who hurt you? Who taught you this shit? You're like, your mom must be ashamed of you. And I'm like, oh, really? Little do they know, it's my mom that warned me about you fucking hoes. But they don't know that because the thing is that my mom comes from a different cloth. She warned me about American women. She told me about feminism. She told me about all this shit back in the 90s when I was a child and I didn't realize any better. I was like, Mom, what's wrong with you? Like, what do you mean? What's wrong with American women and the way that they behave and, you know, them wanting to be independent? What's wrong with you? But now as an adult, you know, 30 years later, I'm realizing, holy fuck, she was right. These chicks really are useless and don't want to provide you value. Now, here's my theory on what I think happened. And just so you guys know, in Middle Eastern culture, right, Middle Eastern culture and the Islamic faith in general, it's fairly taboo to marry a woman older than you. All right, it's looked down upon. It's not really, you know, it's regardless of what country you come from, Sudan, Morocco, Egypt, anywhere in the Middle East, it's not common for you to marry a woman older than you, especially if you have money and status. So this is what I think happened more than likely. His mom saw that he was marrying an older woman, sized her up, met her a few times, like, this bitch is a shermuta. I'm good. Nah. You're going to put everything under my name. I don't think this woman has good intentions, etc. I love you. I'm going to let you marry her and do what you want. But to be safe, put everything under my name. I guarantee it was his mother's plan.
Mm.
Guarantee. Because him to be 24, to have that kind of foresight and that wisdom, to be and be sexually inexperienced, to make a dumb decision like marrying an older woman like that, that doesn't make sense for him to also put everything under his mom's name. Does that make sense? Like, the stupidity of marrying an older woman, a woman like that, does not coincide with the intelligence of putting everything under your mother's name. So I guarantee his mother had some play in saying, yo, you're going to put everything under my name because I don't trust this chick. I don't like this chick. I think she's trying to marry you for ulterior motives. And what we're going to do is we're going to protect your assets.
Wait, hold on. What's shemuta?
Bless you. I'll let y'all figure that one out. if y'all wanna go ahead and Google that. Yeah, shermuta in Arabic.
Bless you.
Yeah.
But to add to your point though, I would say also as well, in that sense, that woman had experience that most women don't have. So at that age, she knew all about what to do if things didn't work out, if she wanted to leave. She had an exit strategy pretty much.
Yeah.
So off rip, she was smarter than him. So his mom saved his life.
Saw it coming.
Yeah.
His mom, I guarantee you, bro, she saw it coming. Because like I said before, the biggest red flag, right? And it's crazy. Like I want you, guys, everywhere else in the world, okay, marrying older women is unacceptable behavior. It's like considered – women older than you is considered stupid. All right? Only in the United States is that like a thing that's like cool and acceptable, like, or in the West in general. Like anywhere else in the world, if you're like a guy, especially if you're successful and you marry a chick older than you, they're like, what the fuck are you doing? Are you stupid? So I guarantee you at that point, him marrying an older chick, his mom was like, whoop, ran her on, met the girl, didn't like her. All right, we're putting everything under my name. Mm. Fuck that shit.
But moms do know, though. Even my example with my mom, before I married that single mom, she was like, hey, listen, just so you know, this is what is really going to happen in this relationship. And I was like, oh, I got it, man. I'm covered.
Oh, your mom
stupid.
Called? What did
yeah.
she say?
She was like, I shouldn't say this on air, but it's fine. Son, I love you. Just know that when you make this choice, are you ready to be a stepdad? And I was like, yeah, I can handle this. She's like, are you sure?
Stupid.
And she made a whole list of what I have to do in this relationship. And I was like, man, we good, man. You know, blah, blah, blah. Christian life, whatever. And, you know, looking back, when I saw the video with Tom Likas, you know, Soul TV 84, King Riches, her saying that connected the dots that made me say, you know what, damn, she was right. I need to get the heck on out of here because at that point, bro, it was true. So she was right. My mom was right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys just got to understand, man, that that only in the West is it like an acceptable practice to marry women older than you. Like as a guy, especially if you got some status and money, guys, I'm telling y'all, please. Don't take women that are older than you serious 9 out of 10 times, especially if they're in their 30s.
Yeah.
Like, bruh, think about it. If she's 30 years old and still single and never been in, like, she wasn't married before or she wasn't in, like, some super long-term relationship or some
engaged.
Shit. Like, something's wrong with her. Like, men are very simple. Like, if she wasn't able to lock down a guy, like, what the fuck?
Unless her man died or freak accident, I understand. But other than that, bro, something's wrong.
Yeah, something's wrong, bro. Something's You're better off getting a younger girl, bro, every single time. And his mom saw that shit. Like, yo, Muslim mothers are based. Like, they fucking understand this shit. Like, they're like, nah, bitch, you ain't going to take my son's money. Like, fuck that.
And also, whenever you marry someone like that, they're part of your family, inner circle.
Exactly.
So that's huge.
His mom saw the writing on the wall, bro.
Yeah.
So, guys, again, for all you guys that have a serious girlfriend or a wife or whatever, train her to look for this shit, and like this, you gotta protect your kids, bro, from a hose.
But you know what I wonder? As a man of value like himself, right? Like, couldn't you say, "Hey, I love you, I care about you, but we're not getting married at all"?
Probably, he probably did it. He probably married her Islamically to like, you know, make things clean.
But then, would he be liable to pay her in a divorce then, if it's from the church?
There's a certain amount that you're supposed to give,
okay,
right, according to Quran, but like not no half. Like she's asking for, she's asking for too much.
Man, Sharmuta, man.
Yeah, she has Sharmuta for real.
Bless you.
Anyway.
Some phone calls?
Yeah, let's hit the phone lines.
All right, guys, talk to us, man. We're back
guys,
in.
We got 10,000 plus y'all in here, man. So
like the video,
like
too.
Like the video, subscribe to the channel.
At Rumble.
Already, man.
Love you guys on Rumble, too, as well, man.
Shout out to all y'all ninjas on Rumble.
Yep.
Let's go ahead and kill the Facebook and Twitch streams. Guys, I'll put the number on the screen, by the way, Chris, for the people.
Yep.
Guys, to call into the show, it's 515-605-9740. Again, that number is 515-605-9740. We'd love to hear what you guys got to say.
And guys, on Monday, we have a deal with Rumble coming up. Special gift for you guys as well.
Boom.
How to do with the economy.
And guys,
what's coming?
If you pay for a Super Chat and you're off the line, then you may be skipped. So make sure you guys are on the line because someone just left just now. So
yeah, I like to video for my voice, guys. Sorry. Sorry I sound like crap, man, but I wanted to get you on the show
today. Let's go with
1360. Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
How's it going, man?
Pretty good. I heard briefly about the story. I just want to just kind of comment on it. I believe Myron was right about his mom probably predicted that she was going to do something like that. You know, like it's kind of, I guess in that culture, you see those things in women when they're older, they kind of like have motives. So I believe she was kind of keen on it. She was like, you know what, this something doesn't seem right about this situation. So I think the best bet is to either put the money in a trust or put it in my name. And she obviously, that's what she ended up doing. So I believe that was a smart play. And then I just want to say something real quick, man, like to the guys out there, just bro, it's crazy. Like I've gone on all these random ass dates with chicks and done all this shit, bro. If y'all niggas would just stop being weird, honestly, just stop being weird. And it's like asking girls to see their feet and all this crazy dumb shit. Y'all would have success on dates. Like I literally, bro, I put in like 20% effort and I'm still able to like at the end of the night go home with these chicks. Like you really don't have to be just fucking just wear cologne, don't stink, shower, like have a good mouthpiece, you know what I'm saying? And then at the end of the night, have like a decent like D game, bro. You can get a girl. It's not that fucking hard. Like, and these dudes out here stressing about chicks and shit, bro. Like, I got a rotation. I'm not worried about these chicks. Like, just be decent, have a decent mouthpiece, and like Myron and Fresh say, keep your game on tight, like your game tight. Just go to multiple locations or even just like places that you're familiar with, and y'all get girls. Like, the stress that I see these dudes out here, like I got a homeboy stressing about chicks. I'm like, bro, like, it's not even that big a deal. Like, just focus on yourself, focus on the money, focus on your goals, and you'll be good. Like, these chicks will come, right, bro. Like, they're easy. They're a lot of them are easy. So that's all I wanted to say. But
you, my friend.
Yeah,
but everyone is not you.
Yeah, you got to remember, bro. Like, yeah, it's everyone's not you, man. Like, it's
nigga, I don't look the best. I'm just saying, but
we get what you're saying, though.
Yeah, we get what you're saying, but like, you got to remember, bro. Like, you're probably a natural. You know, a lot of guys aren't natural, so it is what it is. But anyway, thank you, man. I appreciate that, my friend. Who's up next?
Let's go with $29.91, $20.
Welcome to the show, my friend.
Yo, yeah, B, mine.
Yo.
Hey, listen, this is Abdul from Denver, Colorado. All
right.
When you be saying that, get the rock shit, really talking to me. My name is Abdurrahman Jamil. I'm from Khartoum, Sudan, too, bro. So I just had to say that shit. But, yeah, I listened briefly to the topic as well. Listen. The biggest thing, the biggest point I got from it is to protect your assets, and that's what he did. So you got to commend him on that shit. If a woman is pressuring you to get married or something, bro, just if she don't want to be with you unless you put a ring on it, just protect your assets. Just take the steps in being a businessman first before being a husband. Protect your assets. Do what you got to do to protect yourself in the long run. But that's it. That's all I got to say.
Abdul,
fair enough.
Stay with the rocks. All right, man.
Hello, Akbar!
Just to say it, bro.
Peace.
Let's go with 71.
1 second. Abdul, get the rocks!
Haram!
Let's go with 7194. $20.
Hello?
What's up, man?
Hello? Oh, what's up? What's going on? Okay, I was the one that had that question with that Sneeko question the last time he was on the show.
Which question?
Let's hear it.
Okay, so the question was, why do black women get swiped left on these dating apps? My thing is, you know, he's Asian. Why the fuck is he asking that question? You guys don't date black women. Why are you doing that? And that's pretty much a black woman issue. I don't think you guys should even be talking about that shit. The only thing you did was antagonize them. Now, I'm not defending them because most of the bitches who got kicked out should have got kicked out. I'm not defending them. I'm saying, You're trying to antagonize them to get them kicked out, is what I was saying. But I don't think it was y'all. I think Sneeko did that. Just, I don't understand why. And that was pretty much it.
Do you realize that Sneeko's half black?
I don't know if he has black or not. He don't look black.
He's half Haitian.
I don't even see him with no black girl, bro.
Haitian, brother.
I don't even see that shit.
He's half black.
Just so you know, he dabbles in the dark heavy. Heavy.
He dabbles in the dark?
Heavy, bro. It's scary.
I ain't never seen him with no black woman. He ain't never posted a black woman. I ain't never seen it. You might be right, bro, but I ain't never seen it.
We had a blind date on my channel, bro, with Sneeko and the black chick.
Bro, okay. All right, never mind. All right, bro. This shit, bro.
Look, man. Look.
Like, I got respect for y'all and all that shit, though.
This is the thing, dude. This is the thing you got to understand. This is something that the black community needs to just get through their fucking heads, okay? Number one, Sneeko's black, all right? He's literally half black. He's as nigga as it comes, all right? Number two.
He ain't. No, he's not. He don't look like it, bro.
Doesn't matter if he looks like it. He is. That's irrelevant. Right. Like, he's literally half black. Like, he literally half black. He might not look like it, but he is. All right? So, I mean, if it was 1963, he'd be sitting in the color section with us. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, that's
look, man, I'm not mad. I'm not mad or anything. I just wanted to know.
Well,
I didn't know
you
was happening.
You called in to talk about something.
I'm not mad. I was just asking, why the hell would you have
and
that question?
And here's the other
thing,
too, bro. You got to understand. See, this is another issue with the black community. They don't like criticism. from anyone who doesn't look like them. Okay? Again, they don't like criticism from anyone that doesn't look like them. That's a very big problem. Because guess what? If a Chinese person sees something that's wrong with me, or a white person sees something wrong with me, and they can't point it out, well, guess what? Now I'm limited to only my own people being able to criticize me. Let's be honest here. A lot of black people are sensitive. They're scared to say certain things because they want to rile up the community because of calls like this or because of people saying, oh, you're black. You can't say that. I think that's the most asinine concept ever, to tell someone that they can't comment on something just because they don't align with that race. That's ridiculous. That's comical. Then why, for example, are people like Stephen A. Smith commentating on professional sports even though they've never played a professional sport? Well, they're obviously educated about the topic and they're able to speak in an eloquent manner, so they're able to dissect and see what the fuck is going on despite them not being professional athletes. You don't have to be black to be able to speak on black issues. And I think that's a problem that the black community faces, is that they can't take constructive criticism because, quite frankly, a lot of y'all niggas are pussies. We can be all the way 1,000.
Hey, nah, man, look, check this out. I deal with black women all the time. I know how they are. The most disrespectful Frank Castles you ever had was a black woman hitting you. I understand that part. I'm just saying, I didn't know he was Haitian, but, man, I appreciate what you said.
What I'm saying is that he is Haitian. I think it doesn't matter. Like, I'm telling you that just so you know, because that was a dumb comment to say he's black. He's not black. He can't be saying these same types of things. Regardless of what your race is, you should be able to comment on whatever the fuck you want to comment if it's valid. If it's true, it's true.
Well,
it doesn't matter who's saying it.
Well, this is the thing with me. He tried to soften the blow. It's not a blow, but soften the question so it will make the girls receptive to answering the question. When you put the Asian men in there, when we asked them, why do Asian men get swiped west? So that's why I felt like he was trying to antagonize them. If they would ask them about black men, I wouldn't have got mad at that. But I know how women are, though. They was gonna get pissed off at that question. That's all I'm saying. I'm open to criticism. Or whoever.
Like I said, bro, again, I think it's a very stupid ideology to think that people can't criticize you unless they are of your same skin color, your same class, your same race, whatever it is. I think that's a ridiculous concept it's only the black community that cries about that shit. Like, I don't see other races sitting here, like,
this
complaining.
If you're telling
we can't just talk over each other. What I'm saying is that I don't see the Latino community getting mad when they're criticized by outsiders or whatever to the same level that black people are. Black people are super sensitive about anyone criticizing them that isn't black. And even if black people criticize them, they get mad too.
Caller, I wish you the best, man. Next.
Let's go with 1502.
Yeah, that was like a month plus ago,
bro. What the?
This
is so off topic, bro.
Dude,
come on, man.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. This is why, like, yo, man.
I'm gonna just get that shit out of here.
Yo, this is why everybody makes fun of the black community, bro. Shit like that. I'm gonna keep it all the way 1,000 with y'all, man. Like, y'all could go ahead and sit here and say, Myron, you're not black, blah blah blah, which is ridiculous because my family's from Sudan, which literally means the land of the black. So I don't give a fuck what none of you motherfuckers got to say, but. You know, I'm black as it comes. Like, I'm literally the definition of African-American. My parents came from Sudan, Africa. I was born in the United States, in America. African and American, same shit. And it's like, oh, well, you're not black. You can't come on our issues. Why does it matter? A fact is a fact, regardless of who the fuck says it.
But, Myron, you're not black enough. Oh, my God.
Or they'll tell you, oh, you're not even black. You're from the island. Like, nigga, what? Like, it's like, you can't win with these people, bro.
Yeah.
It's fucking clown world.
Those convos, bro, I'm just like, all right, man.
Bro, there's nothing worse than, like, a super liberal black person, bro. Fucking worst. Like, you can't criticize me because racial segregation and this is fucked up. Like, I'm not where I want to be because the man got in the way. And, you know that black people couldn't even get home mortgages until 1970? Blah, 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 blah. Let me just keep crying about all these things that happened decades ago that no longer affect me for why I'm a fucking loser today. Stop being fucking pussies, man. All right? If you watch this podcast and you get offended by me saying the black community is filled with a bunch of pussy motherfuckers, then go watch something else. But the truth is, a lot of y'all niggas are fucking soft. I fucking said it. I don't care. Y'all niggas are soft. You can't get criticized by anybody else. Ridiculous. Clown world shit. Clown world. I don't see any other race crying as much as black people about their circumstances in life. Like, all y'all niggas do is cry and complain about other races keeping you down from success. Ridiculousness, bro. I don't see immigrants complaining about this shit. I don't see Mexicans complaining about this shit. They come to this country and they fucking work with no papers.
Yep. It's all on you guys. All on you.
Two tenants, right? Out of my fucking spot. Well, guess what they were?
Black?
Yeah.
Shuck.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, yo, bro, I know you're a victim, you should, but give me some more time. No, get the fuck out of my property, bro. The fuck out of here.
But we
like, you didn't pay rent. And y'all niggas got Section 8. What the fuck?
But we homies, though.
What the fuck? The fuck out my shit, man. Like, yo, like, I got other tenants struggling. Immigrants. They pay rent on time every single time. No problem. Y'all niggas born, raised here, educated here. Fucking losers can't even pay rent with Section 8 helping you. I have no sympathy for anyone born in the United States that's a fucking loser. I don't care what skin color you are. You're a fucking loser. There's people here that literally die to come here. I have zero fucking sympathy for anyone that's a U.S. citizen that's a loser, bro. I've seen dead children from other parts of the world trying to come to the United States, didn't make it, died on the way here. Y'all niggas are fucking born here with an American passport, can't figure out how to fucking make your rent every month? The fuck out of here, man. No sympathy.
You let immigrants come in here and take what's yours. Whose fault is that? All right, moving on next.
All right, let's go at 1502. Let's save Myron's voice.
Hello?
Girls on.
What's up, man?
Hey, can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir. We can hear you.
Awesome. Hey, this is Xander from Texarkana.
How's it going, man?
Going pretty good. I'm actually a over-the-road truck driver, so your audiobook version of Women Deserve Less was like a godsend for me. Speaking of which, Chapter 10, around the 50 to 55-second mark, you literally hear somebody using a microwave.
Chapter 10? Oh, I'm sorry. Caller, say that one more time.
Yeah. In chapter 10.
I know what you mean, but
hold on,
chapter.
Hold on. No, no, go ahead. Say it again. Say it again, caller.
In the audiobook version of Women Deserve Less, about chapter 10, around 50 to 55 seconds, you can hear somebody using a microwave in the background. This kind of made me chuckle. But my question was, so I'm an OTR truck driver. I'm looking to get my hazmat endorsement to improve my income to jump from like 50K up to 130K a year. But, however, I also have a business plan. I actually have a friend that's a lawyer that specifies in business, helping people get LLC and stuff and all that. So my question is, should I try to build up like basically a down payment for getting a business loan to get this business started, or invest in rental property to supplement my income so that way I can also work as well on top of that and build whatever I need to get the business started, or to, you know, just jump feet first right into this business and like run it off whatever I got.
So for me, the first question is this business that you want to do, A to Z, everything about it, how to run it, where to go to get supplies, everything.
I'm sorry, go ahead. Don't mean to interrupt.
Go ahead.
Well, the only expenses it would need is the initial, all I need is land, fence, security, attendant, and lighting. And, of course, the facility for the attendant. I don't want to give away too much information because
I don't.
Do what?
See, the problem is, bro, you're anticipating simple things to happen and it to go smoothly. But in business, that never happens, bro. Business takes time. There's a lot of mistakes that come up, a lot of things that you don't see in the clear cut. So you need a mentor in that space. Now, if I were you, bro, I would study that business to a T, bro. I'll find a mentor in that space, learn from him, see how he does it, see all the pitfalls of the business because, yeah, you may say it's only these things, but once again, you don't see everything. Then, when that's in place, then I would start it. But until then, bro, you're guessing right now at this point.
Well, that's the thing. I've tried to do research on it. I found something sort of related to it, but it's not exactly what I'm going for. And other places that do this business, I've tried to ask them questions and everything, and they're just really closed off and don't want to share any details or anything.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta be prepared for that, man. If you're trying to go into a certain niche that other people are in, be prepared for them to not share stuff. Like, they're just not going to do that. You know what I mean? We actually had a discussion with, like, Max Shooting about that, like how people steal his business ideas from his candy. So and this is why business is so hard, because, like, unless you have a mentor that's willing to teach you this stuff, you're going to have to kind of figure it out on your own through trial and error, and that could take a lot of time, a lot of capital. I mean, I think the real estate route might be the way to go, bro, investing in if you have the money right now and the capital, just start a real estate business and start investing in property.
It's safer.
It's safer.
As well as the money you make from that.
Well,
into your business.
Also, I had another theory about that, too, because, like, you know, we got all these people from California moving to Austin.
Bro, look. We got a lot of callers on the line.
Yeah, bro.
So we got to move on.
Yeah,
so, but what is this? I just made a new Patreon, right? It's patreon.com/MyronMindset. I'm going to be having Zoom calls literally about shit like this, right? I wasn't even going to pitch it on this today's show, but since you brought this up, because people have been hitting me up a lot for consultations about, hey, can you help me make money? Can you help me, get girls, whatever the fuck it may be, right? And people have been trying to book consultations with me, but I keep having to raise my prices, right? Because I can't deal with all the demand for it. So if you guys want to go ahead and get a Zoom call where I answer questions like this, et cetera, in more detail, right, versus like a call-in show where we got to answer questions quickly and succinctly, patreon.com/MyronMindset, okay? And I'll put a link down here for y'all to join in. I think it's like 100, it's like 200 bucks or some shit like that a month, something like, or no, like, no, actually like 400 to 500 bucks a month, something like that. And I'm going to do two Zoom calls a month. So we're going to do bi-weekly calls. We're going to like literally go in detail and answer all these types of questions, and I'll help y'all out with that.
There you go.
All right? So patreon.com.
Hey, one last thing for Frisch.
Yeah.
Hey, mm-hmm. You were on Instagram Live earlier today asking what next car you should buy. Ultimate Flex, sit down with an exotic car designer, make your own.
Mm-hmm. That's an option. Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, the Nigga Mobile.
You guys have a good one.
All right, man.
Thanks,
appreciate
man.
That. Yeah, it's like, 500 a month, guys. Basically, it cuts my consultation time price in half. And y'all be able to get access to me two times a month and ask questions in a Zoom call where I'm basically just there. Q&A type panel. And I keep the price higher, guys, so we keep the riffraff out. I notice when you keep the price higher, you get people that are only serious that are actually going to like take the advice seriously.
Yeah.
That's what I realized, man. When people pay, they start to pay attention and then they take shit seriously.
That's true.
All right. Let's go ahead. Who's up next?
3399.
Yeah, I wasn't going to launch it until next week, but fuck it. He asked it. Like, okay.
3399, you're up.
3399, go ahead, bro.
You hear me?
Yes, sir. We hear you.
All right. What's up, man? Heading to work. Hey, yo, them super chats got me confused. I was freaking donated like five different times. And I just realized I had to put my number in there. All right. What's up? My main problem is with these freaking – you're off Twitch, right?
Yeah, we're off Twitch.
Yeah.
These freaking – well, yeah, these simpletons, man. That's my biggest problem.
Okay.
They're like the biggest
about
problem. Them? They're like the biggest freaking problem when it comes to this, the culture we got to deal with. A lot of this ego inflated, bimbo head brains chicks come from these freaking dudes. You can tell a chick to wake up when she get old, but these dudes go all the way down to the deathbed, basically giving out with value for free without having the women earn it.
Okay. So
and you see
sense.
That from the top to the freaking bottom.
All right.
So what's the issue, caller?
All right, my issue isn't with you guys. It's mainly with them. I just want to voice my opinions.
Okay.
All right. Fair enough, man. I mean, yeah, I hate Sims too, bro. I get it. They fuck it up for everybody else, but it ain't changing anytime soon, bro. As the sexual marketplace becomes more and more competitive, be prepared for the simping to get worse and worse.
The only thing we can do as men is not simp. But as far as simps themselves,
yeah, bro.
Can't do too much, bro.
Yo, for every dude that's aware that's not a simp, there's 20 dudes that are, bro.
Yeah.
Sorry, man. Unfortunately,
that's what it is, bro.
That's just the world that we're in. And if you're in a major city, bro, it's even worse. Yo, you know how many simps there are in Miami, bro?
Yo, you'd be surprised. There's so many.
There's bro,
rich, successful, celebrity, average dude.
And that nigga's paying her $2K to smash. That's the other part too that you don't get. Like there's a lot of rich simps out here.
Easy.
Like dinner.
Like they're willing
smash.
To do shit that you're not willing to do, and they're willing to spend money that you're not willing to spend.
Mm-hmm.
So you're gonna lose your girl all the time. I've said on this podcast a million times, you're gonna lose girls to simps all day, every day, bro.
Yeah,
that's just how it is.
Your only defense is to be a man of value, and stand your ground on your principles and your boundaries.
Yep.
That's the only way.
That's really,
because it's you, not the money. Is you that she actually wants.
You're attracting her through her respect for you.
Yeah,
that's the difference between you and a simp. You're attracting her through respect, so it's a deeper bond, but. But most girls aren't even going to play that game. They're going to be like, oh, easier here. I'm going to go deal with this nigga. I don't respect him, but he pays me money. I live a life that I want. And most girls are content with that, bro.
Yeah.
A lot of girls are okay with like being with a dude that they don't really respect just so they can live a certain lifestyle and go fuck guys that they respect and cheat. Like, I don't think men understand. Like, girls are totally okay living this double life.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the world that we're in, bro. All right. Who's up next?
Let's go with
Grand Theft Simp. Shout out to Rational Mel in the house.
Rolling, man. Roll
to Masi.
6'4", 20 bucks.
He had a birthday a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah, old ass nigga.
Yeah.
Shout out to him, man.
Yeah, Rolo, you old as hell, bro.
Lake Tahoe.
Yeah. Who's up next?
Caller, you're online.
Hello.
What's that, Pat? Bro, is the solution, bro. Sims go to the Onyx is not.
If you can't game in America, my friend,
bro,
going to these countries will not save you.
The biggest Sims are in Colombia and Brazil.
Yeah.
What are y'all talking about? They be tricking for real there.
And now women know the game. Oh, trust me, my friend. They're waiting for you to come.
Yeah.
Arms open wide.
Like, you're not going to escape the simp shit with a passport, bro.
Oh, you're American?
Yeah, niggas are simps everywhere.
I love you.
Yeah. It's like, what? All right, go ahead, bro. Caller, go ahead. Get your question.
What's up, caller?
Hello?
Yo.
What's up, man? We can hear you.
Oh, hello, guys. First of all, I want to say, Myron, when I'm one of those, the caller that called just a few minutes ago, when you said those words about those, you know, immigrant families, I come from those places. And when you say those words, man, it really touches, man, because it sees that there's people out there that recognize the amount of struggle my community goes through. And, you know, a lot of things, just like a simple work permit, how much opportunity it opens for, you know, our community. And with some things that Americans take for granted, man. And I really appreciate hearing those words from you, man. It really hits deeper, you know, and makes me realize that, you know, the effort is worth it. It was about a year ago that I found you guys' content, and ever since, you know, I've been more focused in my mission, more I found my purpose and stuff like that. Also,
what's the question, though, bro? We got a lot of people on the line, man. I appreciate the heartwarming gesture and everything. And like I said before, my parents are immigrants. I come from an immigrant family, so I totally understand, you know, the difficulty of getting work permits, like, you know, figuring shit out, not speaking the language, whatever. All these things that, you know, Americans take for granted, I totally understand. So trust me, bro. I that's why I have no – why do you think I clown, like, broke niggas so hard that are from the United States? Like,
gotcha.
I have no sense.
I got two quick questions.
Go ahead.
What's your question? So for you, Myron, I saw your video about the thickness thing, and you mentioned that about 10 to 15 sets for a muscle. Was it just for a muscle group, or is it just an exercise?
For the muscle group. So, like, you want, if you're, you know, for 10 to 15 sets for, let's say, chest per week.
So, okay, gotcha. And Fresh, I had another question. In my case, I have two jobs, going to school full-time. Don't really have time to, like, you know, talk to girls, but what would be the best, you know, way for me to, like, find time for me to, like, you know, find those social environments? Me going to the gym, full-time school, two jobs.
Well, my friend, you need a hobby, bro. I mean, after work, I don't know what you're into, maybe basketball, tennis, whatever, maybe you need a hobby. If you're unaware what to do, you can go to meetup.com. I believe it's still available. Go there, type in local events in your area, go to events like that, for example, or work events too as well help. But I will say off rip, but you need a hobby.
Hmm.
And you do it after
okay.
You're free.
I see, maybe the gym is the way. Thank you so much, guys.
You can find a girl in that environment, bro, that likes the same things as you, you win.
Bam. All right,
so,
who's up next?
Okay.
Hence, CEO Network.
Let's go with 3246, 20 bucks.
What did you say, Chris?
Yes, hello?
Yo, what's up, man?
So
welcome to the show. Hit us with a question quick.
Oh, no way, man. Anyways, nothing. I just wanted to thank you guys so much for everything that you guys have done. Just quick question. What are the best side hustles this year?
Some type of online service-based business would be great. Is honestly the best way to do it.
What I've seen so far, e-commerce used to be good, but not anymore. E-commerce is more like a dead genre, so to speak. But
yeah, but that's what I mean, online service-based business.
Yeah.
Like whether, you know, whether it's coaching, this stuff, e-commerce, dropshipping, whatever, like that way you keep your ceiling pretty, like, you know, clear as far as like it's not going to cost you a lot of money like a brick-and-mortar business. But and it's something that you can see on the side online.
Okay, yeah, because right now, I'm just getting off of work, and it's the weekend, and I kind of just I want to be focused. You know, I don't want none of this bullshit. Like I'm competing, like with the top men. You know, like I listen to
caller,
Tay,
you have no direction,
guys.
Bro. So if you don't know where you want to go, ultimately, bro, because I can tell right now, bro, you have no direction. So if you don't know what you want to do,
yeah,
online, or join a network where you could ask questions. For example, what do you do? What do you do? And over time, you're going to see what people do. You know what? I want to give it a try. Give you your full percent,
okay,
focus on it, and make it work. But once again, if you don't know what you're doing, this conversation is pointless, bro.
Yeah.
You need a direction.
Yeah. Or just get another job. There's nothing wrong with getting a second job either, guys. Like, I'll be honest with y'all. A lot of you guys are not cut out to be, you know, entrepreneurs. Let's just keep it all the way 1,000. Not everybody is meant to be an entrepreneur.
But if you
that's okay. Nothing
yeah,
wrong with
sure.
that.
But if you get two jobs, you're making more money, then, you know what?
You can invest in assets.
Boom.
Yeah, for sure. I'm probably thinking about maybe Uber or probably get like a customer service job. That way I can
something,
work on my social skills.
Something.
There you go. Yeah, even if you drive Uber, there's no shame in that, bro. You can make money doing that. Remember, guys, I want you guys to understand something because there's a lot of success porn out there. Excuse me. There's a lot of success porn out there on the internet, like, oh, yeah, be an entrepreneur, make a bunch of money, you know, have this laptop lifestyle, whatever. There's nothing wrong, guys, with, like, having a job, a higher-earning job, or multiple jobs that earn you a high salary, and then you take that money and you invest it in assets. Whether you want to get there through the entrepreneur route or you want to do that through the employed route, there's nothing wrong with doing it either way. The goal is to buy back your time through procuring assets that pay you back, okay? Guys, like that is the secret. The goal isn't necessarily to be an entrepreneur. The goal is to earn enough money to invest in assets that pay you back so you get your fucking time back. The benefit of being an entrepreneur is that you're able to work at your own schedule and make more money, which allows you to do it faster, but that does not mean that you can't have a regular job and do it the same way or have multiple jobs and do it as well. It's a little bit harder, but it can be done. Okay, yeah. So don't fall for the success porn on the internet. Now everybody's cut out to be an entrepreneur, and that's completely okay. But all of you can become millionaires or become successful by investing in assets.
And also, while you're working, learn a skill. Learn a skill, bro.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right.
All right, bro.
Just real quick.
No, bro. We gotta move on. We gotta move on.
Okay. Right, yeah, my bad.
You just got some. You just got some big game right there. Like, let that soak in. Like,
and if you want more stuff, go to the Myron Mindset. Also, as well, guys, we're going to do how much more calls, Chris, because the girls are here.
A few more paid callers.
Cool.
We got $100, Jake Smooth.
Shout out to you, Jake.
Jake Smooth, man.
Welcome to the
Smooth
show.
Smooth Lifestyle.
What's going on, bro?
What's going on, man?
Appreciate it, man. Hey, Fresh, I'm glad you remember me, bro. Hey,
can't forget,
I got some good news. I got some good news for y'all, man. So, Mario, you remember back then you had me out on my YouTube channel?
Yeah.
Guess how many subscribers I got, bro?
How many?
50. I just hit 50,000 last week.
Sheesh! 100,000 on the way.
Nice.
Stop playing with
nice.
Them.
Nice.
Already. And check this out, brother. This have opened so many doors for me, right? So I have got reached out by different local artists around the Louisiana area to shoot music videos and stuff like that. Then simultaneously, I just got my CDLs like a few months ago. So I've been driving. So I ain't gonna lie to y'all, bro. I've been kind of a little everywhere.
Hey, man, that's what it's about, bro. I'm really happy to hear that, man.
We need to make a course on YouTube. I'm telling you, bro. We got the sauce.
Yeah.
We got the sauce, bro. We got the sauce. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Oh, right. I already know it, bro. And then I'm going to tell you, man, Fresh be putting us up on some shit, bro, like, for real. Because I'm going to tell you, I was already on game before Fresh kind of had told me, before Fresh had told us with the shorts. That's how I was able to kind of gain my, you know what I'm saying, my following up. But another thing, man, I just want to let y'all know that, you know what I'm saying, I'll be still checking y'all out. I just been kind of distanced lately because, you know what I'm saying, I've been having a lot of shit on my plate lately. But, man, y'all just keep doing what y'all doing. And another thing, man, like with this truck driving thing, bro, shout out to all the truck drivers that's on the pod right now, bro. Shout out to y'all. But, man, I have met so many truck drivers that fuck with y'all, bro. So y'all really out here, you know what I'm saying, changing lives.
Yo, I didn't know you were a RoboCop, bro.
Yeah.
Robo.
Jake, I appreciate it, bro.
You're talking in like Robo.
Yeah. Your phone is like cutting out a bit of staticky,
but thanks, bro.
We appreciate you calling in, man.
Thank you, bro.
Thank you so much. And congratulations on your team.
I appreciate
y'all.
I appreciate it.
Peace.
Let's go with 7915, and the girls just walked in.
All right. Hit us with the question, bro.
Hey, yeah, I just want to say Habari Zagioni. I love you guys. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my black brother, Sneeko. my question is more so, I do a podcast. It's very fairly small right now, and I'm trying to do more so what you guys do with the actually interviewing bigger people, you know what I'm saying, like construction workers. You know, it's called No Excuse. Know that every season is a come-up season. And just asking if you guys could just, you know, take a look at me and, you know what I'm saying, whenever you guys got a chance, just, you know, report back or, you know what I'm saying, just let me know in a video, like, what I need to do better.
Okay, that's a full review, my friend. So, I mean, honestly speaking, John Myers Network, he can break it down for you. But that's for a longer call.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on that, Fresh?
I think it's great, man. Nothing wrong with it.
What's your niche of your podcast?
So basically, it's called Know That Every Season Is a Come-Up Season. It's called No Excuse. And
I didn't
basically,
ask you,
what I'm trying to do is,
what do y'all talk about?
We talk about the growth of like people that want to get into certain industries. You know what I'm saying? I go out and I interview and talk to people like construction workers, if people want to get into the construction industry, you know what I'm saying, things like that. And it's just motivation to get people to get into these STEM fields, most likely.
STEM or construction?
Yeah.
Is it on Instagram or YouTube?
I'm on YouTube. I don't have too many videos, but it's more so on Instagram.
Bro, your niche is not, like, it doesn't make sense. You said with STEM or is it construction? I'm confused here.
Well, it's all, like, it's like just successful people that can come on, tell their story, and talk like how you guys about, you know, being better in society and, you know, fulfilling their career.
All right, let me keep it 1,000 with you, bro. I'm going to give you the harshest advice you've probably heard.
Yeah.
Your shit sounds boring. The pitch just now sounded trash. It's got to be, like, if you're going to have a podcast, everyone and their fucking mom has a podcast now. I'm keeping 1,000 with you. A lot of people don't give a fuck what you think and don't want to hear what you got to say. All right? So you got to provide value to where they can't avoid what you got to say. You understand? So what you need to do is you got to understand the cold hard reality is that if you want to interview people that are successful, right, and get them on your show, et cetera, you're going to need to give them some kind of value back. Now, you don't have any status or a big platform yet, so you're going to have to probably pay these people to come on or – you're going to have to join their mastermind or something like that and work with them for them to go ahead and take you seriously. But people aren't going to, you know, yo, check my shit out, blah, blah, blah. Nobody's going to do that for you, bro. No one gives a fuck what you think or your podcast. I'm giving you the rawest advice ever now.
Okay.
Because everyone and their mom is making a podcast right now. 99% of them are fucking garbage.
Sorry to say.
They're fucking garbage.
Right,
and your niche sounds extremely boring. So if it's contingent upon guests and you have a trouble finding guests that are like, you know, high status, don't want to come in and interview, you got a problem. So you need to be able to find and provide value to these people so they actually want to come on.
They
got to
want to come on your podcast, bro.
And you also got to be someone who's an expert in that field that you're talking about, because you're not always going to be able to get guests. You're not Joe Rogan.
Bro, if you really want, bro, I'm going to reopen Seal Network May 1st for networking, bro. But once again, bro, this is a full-time commitment. It's not like a play thing like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do it one day. It's a full-time job, bro.
We've been talking about this for a bit, like releasing a podcast course for you guys. I've been reluctant to do it, though, because I don't want to fucking sell courses. I hate that shit. But everyone and their mom is dropping a podcast right now, and a lot of y'all niggas is trash. I'm just keeping it 1,000 with you. You shitty-ass mics. You talk about nothing. You're boring as fuck. You have zero charisma. I don't know why so many people are starting podcasts. They're garbage.
Because you know why?
You are, but I'm just being honest.
But you know why?
Yeah.
They see the pattern and the formula.
Yeah, and they think it's easy.
Oh, let me just copy it. I'll do it, too. Bro, it is not as easy as a little.
It's hard as fuck.
Way harder than you could think.
And you got to be – and the thing is that when you have a niche, you got to be dialed in, like know what the fuck you're talking about. You can't be like, oh, I kind of know, so I'm going to do a podcast. No, you got to be like dialed in.
You got to breathe, eat, sleep that topic. That has to be you. So, all right, man. Chris, call
Thank
it.
Thank you. We got right, some more calls.
That's some, you know, tough advice, but I just got to give it a, keep it 1,000 with y'all, man.
2314. I'm in the shower.
What up, man? You live, bro. You lying, bro.
Okay. Did you say 2314?
Yes. You're live, bro.
Ah. All right, guys. Listen, first of all, I'm going to say you guys are killing it. I love that you guys are speaking truth. Finally, somebody's speaking truth. I'm recently, I've been divorced for 4 years, and I was married for over 32 years. My wife fucking had she got crazy. She left me, had nothing. I went to nothing. I'm serious, like homeless. Lived with a friend for a year. And I decided to, I've been in construction for 10 years, had a company, had workers and everything. I just started coming back online to basically tell the guys.
Bro, what's the question?
If you
bro,
guys
what's
are
the sick, question, man? What's the question? Please tell us the question.
No. Well, my question for you guys is, I heard what you guys told the guy a little while ago, right? And I feel like the story that I have and the experience that I have, I wanted to start a podcast basically for guys that are in their mid-40s or in their 40s or 50s where the women that they were with for the longest time basically just – told them to fuck off and they left, right? And we're starting from the beginning. Like I started from nothing again. And so I wanted to start a podcast to be able to do that. What is the best way for me to get, nothing is quick, but I know that there are things that I could do to maybe enhance and get the message out there to the masses. I mean, do I have to spend money, pay money to get it out? Like, I mean, because right now the message that you guys the message that you guys are giving is an amazing message. I've lived that message a lot more the last 5 years. So what's the best way to get a podcast jump started? Because this is coming from somebody that just lived. I mean, I made millions before and I lost millions. And guess what? When I had money, everybody loved me. When
I have a social media platform.
I do have a social media platform, yes.
Like what? Instagram, YouTube?
I have Instagram. I have a YouTube channel. I have Instagram. Now, this is from I have stuff there from years ago, but it's not focused on that yet. So,
look, if you're gonna go into that niche, you got to post. You got to be consistent. Like, it's not going to be like, oh, yeah, I want to start a – like like people
See,
take for granted like
bro,
how hard this is.
We
like,
can't answer your question.
No, I know that it's not.
Like I get what you're trying to say here, but we can't answer this in a detailed format to give you what you need. So what you need is to sit down with somebody, talk to them one-on-one for some good advice. Right now we can't.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
I mean,
okay.
Yeah,
I mean
the thing is,
my question is, Do you guys have like groups that I can join? Obviously, nothing is free, so I'm willing to pay. Like, are there groups, networking groups, mastermind groups?
He just called it. There's one called Myron's Mindset.
You can join the Myron Mindset, and we can
talk
about this in more detail. But like I said before, just understand, like, I want to, before I even, like, I don't even want you to join the mindset unless, like, you're prepared. Like, are you prepared to film for hours at a time? Fucking invest a significant amount of money into good equipment. Get cameras, lights, maybe even have a staff. All this shit is going to cost a lot of fucking money, bro. And my thing is that you might not make money in the process. You know what I mean? Like, that's not easy, it's very difficult, very time-consuming for a little ROI in the beginning, especially when you don't have a platform.
Yeah, and this is an admirable feat, bro. You want to share people's stories, which is great, but...
And then the target demographic that you're trying to hit, they're older. They're not on YouTube and the internet like that.
They're on Facebook.
You know what I mean?
Best.
So, if you're serious about it, cool, go ahead, join the mindset and answer your questions. But I really want people to understand that don't be one of these motherfuckers that says, I'm going to start a podcast and your shit is trash. You don't take it serious. You're using bullshit microphones, using bullshit cameras. You're trying to get into the game thinking, like, I'm going to be the next Joe Rogan. Like, no. If y'all notice, well, Fresh If It Started, what the fuck did we have? We had hot cameras, equipment from the rip because we took the shit seriously.
Yeah.
That's how you guys can move as well. The game is very saturated now. You got to go in hard if you're going to do it.
All right, Jerry. Thank you, man.
So bless you, man.
Well,
all right, bro.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
All right.
Facebook, though. That's a hint there. Facebook.
All right. Last caller, 7402. And then we got Super Chats. And the girls out here.
Hello?
What's up, man?
Yo.
Hey, I don't have no questions. I just wanted to say I appreciate you guys because a lot of things, I've been watching you guys for like 4 months or whatever, and I've been taking in a lot of stuff that you guys say, and it showed me a lot of stuff in my past or what I was doing wrong, and I'm actually implementing a lot of stuff that you guys say. So I just wanted to just go ahead and give y'all the appreciation and thank you because everything has been on the up and up with me now. So I just
awesome, bro.
That appreciate
it. Glad to hear that.
We could take one more.
Okay.
Hey, guys, we got 9,100 of y'all in here, man. We had, like, 10K earlier. We need you guys to like the goddamn video, man. How many likes do we got right now?
We have 4K.
Oh, come on, bro.
Come on, bro. How the
At
hell
least
do we
six,
got?
7K
yeah,
minimum.
Yeah, it should be, like, 8. Come on, man.
Let's go with the last caller, 9794, free caller.
Hello?
What's up, man?
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Fresh to Fit. I've been paying attention for about a few years now on you guys' podcast, and I have to admit, you guys are the best ever. There's been a lot of ups and downs in my life these last 10 years with women, and because of you guys' advice, I've gotten better with myself. I almost got married.
Hit us with the question.
Also, it's basically trying to say that what those guys were saying earlier, it's not good to be giving out your money away and stuff like that. Always protecting your investments and just, protect your assets. As a man, you know, so you always be at the top of your game because if you let anybody walk all over, and especially women, they'll just take advantage of that and you just can't let that happen. So I just want to say thanks to you guys. You know, I've been, blessed with a lot of things, and it's getting better every day. And I keep supporting you guys, to the fullest, because you guys say the truth. And like that guy said, a couple guys said earlier, you guys speak the truth, and some people can't handle the truth, and that's why I got to say you guys are the best.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, man.
I appreciate it.
Appreciate it, bro.
Yeah. Let's go for the chat.
All right.
All right, brother.
I'll hit these chats real quick and we'll close out. We got Kareem McCastle says, appreciate it. I just want to start my journey using what y'all teach. Life seems so much clearer. Thanks. Just got to catch the money classes to back up the mentality. Stay in the reels, never feels.
Factual.
Absolutely.
Iron Outfit.
You got to go ahead.
Love everything you do. My wife of 9 years was a hard sell on all.
I read that one before.
Yeah, that was done already, Chris. Okay. American Virus is freedom. Have a ranger brother go through a hell divorce, won custody, battle her false claims through CPS, and has decided to give up the kids to succeed. Now he's making good money and is happier just working on himself and his success. I pass your advice on. Thank you, bro. Save the life.
Nice. DL Saint, go ahead, Fresh.
What's good, fam? Good to see y'all back on. Looks like y'all need boats down there just to get to 7-Eleven. Hello, shout out to Chris, Big Mo, and Fresh. Yeah, bro. I posted on my story.
Yeah,
there was a
bad
truck under the water, bro, like a truck and a Maybach. That's crazy. Marion, a whole fresh FNF fam. Keep leaning from the front, gentlemen. Thank you, Steel Saint.
Okay.
Kelly Anderson says, you guys are the reason why I lost 50 pounds. Shout out all the way from Sultanate of Oman. Thank you.
Cool. LOL, the Manny Fresh. Go ahead, Fresh. You got it.
LOL, he Manny Fresh that 304. What's next one, Chris? What a son says, how does a high-value man in the West have a family while minimizing risk? I understand not getting legally married, sticking access only my name, LLCs and trust. Is child support the only financial risk? If not, how can you avoid the others?
Bro, it's tough in the West, my friend. It's really, really tough.
You can get married, just like do it outside the States or by the church.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Or do it just by the church. The biggest thing is you just don't want to get married with the state involved. That's really the biggest thing, bro.
With the government involved.
Yeah.
Xander says, wanted to just call in and ask something. Love the audiobook. It's a godsend.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate that. Despite, I guess, microwave sounds, as they say.
Yuchiro.
$20. Appreciate that. For Glory, men transferring property under their mom's name should be the new standard. Facts. Money-making Mike goes, yo, guys, respect for what you guys are doing for the young men on the come up. I'm 46 married and feel terrible for the young men that will try and find wives in today's day and age. Chris, we chatted a few times via DM. Stay blessed, my friends.
All right, fam.
All right.
Chris's friend.
Elias Karam goes, first time donating, moved to Oregon 6 years ago from Syria. What do you recommend I look inside the U.S. to find a traditional girl that's marriage material? I can't find a girl in Portland that is not a Shalom. Yeah, bro, you might have to go back to the Middle East for that, my friend, especially Portland. Portland is a super liberal, fucked-up city, my friend. has nothing to do with her being older or the mom warning him. The prophet married Khadijah, who was older, but for us Arab Muslims, when we come from nothing, we give back to our parents before anything. And that's from Michelle. Yeah, bro, but it's still frowned upon to marry a chick older than you. Come on, man, let's keep it 1,000. You and I both fucking know that shit. Follow up the comment, me and my wife are both 100% Greek. Gender roles are all we've ever been raised on. It's the only way a house will function. So many of my wife's non-Greek friends, coworkers are single and alone. Stay blessed again, my friends. Yeah, gender roles work.
Bro.
That's why they've stood the test.
Tony Esquire.
Time.
Due to Myron's recovery, I'm not expecting his signature forehead vein. Frank Castle, however, I expect him to show up and do the same thing to these 04s that Ivan Drago did to Apollo Creed and Rocky. Wavy Rich says, Myron, bring back the are you dumb, stupid, or dumb sound effects and the uh-oh, rare alert, as well as the oh hell nah, oh ha ha sound effects, okay? After program says, yo, my respect for leading from the front, giving guys their power back. Question, what's up with Andrew? Do you know the next move?
Yeah, you'll see, don't worry.
Yeah, you'll see in the future. Isaiah Robertson says, hey, Myron, hope your throat gets better. Also, do I just call and wait till it's my turn? God bless y'all.
You probably got in earlier.
Alvin Sam, heads up. The FBI just labeled RP as extremist. No joke. My hair is on effect.
Bro. Yo, it ain't that serious, man. Yeah, I'll be wilding out.
Over articles.
Off like articles saying that shit.
SM, well said, fresh and fit. Chris, without your presence, this channel wouldn't be as smooth as it is. God bless, call him another.
Like, if you're not committing crimes, they can't do anything. Okay, guys? Like, if you're committing crimes and you say that dumb shit, yeah, you're fucked. But if you're not committing crimes, you're fine. Don't be a criminal.
Pretty much. Sniper Style says, welcome back. Just one thing you guys are missing is his wife is not Moroccan and is an actress. I assume that he saw her as a kid, had a crush on her since he grew up in Spain, and once he got fame, he was able to bag her.
Yeah, but that's still I'll marry that chick, bro. That's a fuck.
She old though, bro.
Yeah, she old, nigga. I don't know why people out here are marrying old chicks, bro. Like, what the fuck, man?
I'm like... CC says, remember in 2020, that big black chick in the Minnesota George Floyd riots on an epic victimization rant, and she even blamed the 1920 Tulsa Black Wall Street destruction. Talk about decades ago.
Bro, I'm telling you, bro. It's an infection that's fucking up the community. It's like the constant need to point at other people for their inadequacies and why they're poor, why they're broke, why they're fat, why they're losers. Y'all saw the other episode. We had one of those chicks sitting on the couch saying, oh, well, you tell me, let me tell you about this and that, like using all these stupid-ass sociology buzz terms for why they're a fucking loser.
Yep. Your success depends on you, my friend. I mean, Daniel says...
I'm oppressed. No, you're just fat and stupid and uneducated, and that's your fucking problem.
Know where you fit in and excel in that. Find your path and start your journey. Love you guys. Ed Mubaraka? How do you say that? Mubaraka?
Ed Mubarak.
There you go. Norris Hado.
Norris Hado goes, hi, boys. Miss you guys. You are like big bros to me. Myron, big W on the book. Hit them stats, taking the knowledge and trying to become a pilot and having some Airbnbs on the side. Fresh. I'm Jamaican. Y'all stay up. Appreciate
Yacht
that,
man.
My friend.
Boom, God.
Baby Smooth OTA says, shelter fresh and fit. 19 with a 763 credit score. 2 months sober from weed. Broke up with my girlfriend. I was wasting potential. Been on a mission ever since and picked up a second job for the summer to acquire a duplex. Good job, bro. Good job, man.
Good job, my friend. And to be honest with y'all, man, none of y'all should be fucking smoking weed watching the show right now. You guys, like, real talk, you're not, like,
especially if you're broke.
None of you guys should be smoking weed unless you're a fucking millionaire. And even then, you
and
should
even
be
then,
doing it.
Yeah.
None, guys, I want you guys to really fucking get this shit through your head because I wish you guys had access to some of my friends. None of my successful friends that make millions of dollars a year, smoke weed. Again. Let that shit sink in. None of my successful friends smoke weed. None of them. Let that shit sink in. The only people that have the privilege of smoking pot are fucking females because no one cares how much money they make. As a man, you will only care to love for if you provide something of value. Period. That's how the world fucking works. Why the fuck would you smoke something that's going to impede your ability to create something?
Because you don't care.
99% of you guys watching this thing have no fucking business smoking weed. Period. I said it. You're a loser if you smoke weed. I don't give a fuck what anybody says.
Especially if you're broke. Thank you, guys. I've been active in getting in shape, trying to start my YouTube career. Also, I must do this. Hey, Chris, say it.
Myron!
All right, guys.
Yeah, cool.
End of the show here. We got another show coming as well with some ladies.
Yeah, we got some lovely ladies, man. We'll catch
Tune
you guys back
it.
Here with some girls probably in, Chris, call it?
10:30.
God damn.
Cool. We'll be back in an hour, guys.
Peace.
All right. Later. Peace.
I run so far.